Yeah, all right. If you got something to say, be sure to call, emails, text. They don't do anything for me. So I want to hear your voice in your own words, not mine, reading your words. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you want to get in on this discussion of the thruway, New York State thruway maximum speed, there is a proposal or two to increase the speed on the New York State thruway to 70 miles an hour from 65 miles an hour, and quite frankly, I don't think they're going far enough. I think it should, they should ask for 75 miles an hour. Of course, you know, I must say, with the Democrats in control of everything in Albany, I doubt that this is going to go anywhere, because the motoring public is a great source of revenue for New York State, and New York State wants every penny of revenue that it can possibly take from the motoring public or the Seneca Nation of Indians or anybody in between. It's what New York State does. Just grab as much as they can. And somehow Florida does not have a state income tax and yet has a budget surplus. Trying to figure out exactly how that works. But what should the speed limit be on the New York State thruway? Also, if that isn't exactly doing it for you, that's totally cool. I get it. Cindy Williams has died. Now, I got to tell you, I was not a big fan of Laverne and Shirley, but you know what? I can't speak for everybody. And we are living in an era where yesterday's icons are today's news stories. And the problem with being an icon is you don't get to be an icon for very long before death claims you. Seriously. Maybe 20 years tops. Not sure how long it takes to be an icon. I think it probably depends on your field of endeavor. Most entertainers, I don't think you get to be an icon until you're 60 years old. Sports figures, totally different. They've got a much shorter window to make an impact and a much shorter career. Josh Allen will have a shorter career than David Crosby. And accordingly, he will be an icon a long time before Justin Bieber. I don't know if we can call Justin Bieber an icon. But anyway, Cindy Williams died. Laverne and Shirley was the show. And I must tell you that there was a time in America when pretty much we all watched the same TV shows. And here in Buffalo, we did get the Canadian channels. And we do get the Canadian channels. Many houses had antenna on the roof. You'd point the antenna toward Toronto, and you could watch hockey all Saturday night long if that was your thing. You could do it. Life was good. And in Buffalo, we had Channel 29. Who could forget Ultraman? We had Channel 17 and Sesame Street. We had Channels 2, Channels 4, and 7. And that makes 5 Buffalo TV stations that we could watch. Now, there was a rumor that sometimes you could actually pick up TV stations from Pennsylvania. I did try it, but I was never successful. But Laverne and Shirley, dare I use the word, is one of those iconic American shows. And it got me to thinking about TV shows that were all of that and more. So I'm switching topics here. You have told me that you don't really give us anything about the thruway topic, and that's fine. I think what it is everybody agrees on the same thing, that, yeah, raise the speed limit to 75. What's the big deal? There's no point of controversy there. So the getting back to it, the TV shows we used to watch were pretty uniform. Now, and I think I've made this point before, you have a super hyper abundance of channels. You go on to Netflix. You've got Netflix original movies. You've got Netflix original series. Same thing with Amazon. You've got a million content providers out there put together by influencers. I guess the marketing people have changed people from being brands to being influencers. I hate that word. Influencer. I'm a social media influencer. It's almost as bad as I'm a social media brand. I never quite. How about just saying you're a dude, you're a lady, and that's it? Is there anything wrong with that? Anyway, is there a show that isn't on the air anymore that you wish was on the air. And the nice thing about all the choices we have today is that you have the opportunity to go back and watch shows that you might not have ever been around for when they first aired. For example, those people with Amazon Prime, okay? You can go back and you can watch All in the Family, Archie Bunker, Edith Bunker, Michael and Gloria Stivic. You could watch, well, Gloria was Archie and Edith's daughter. But you can go back and you can watch that show. You can go to YouTube and you can watch pretty much any program that was ever on TV. Any program that was ever on TV, you can find at least an episode or two online. You can go back to the 1950s and I Led Three Lives, which was very well done. You can go back and watch Rod Serling's original The Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. A little bit macabre taste there, Tom. You can go back and watch Adam 12, which was another Jack Webb production. Speaking of which, yes, you can watch a lot of episodes of Dragnet if that's your thing. I don't know what – you could go back online and you can watch episodes of Marcus Welby, M.D., shows like Emergency. The selections that you have – are pretty much endless. Anything, I'm pretty sure that anything that has ever been on television, you'll find at least a few episodes of it that you can watch for free on YouTube. And it's really instructive. Bewitched, that was one. Elizabeth Montgomery, if you remember that show. And the two dicks, York and Sargent. And the producers of Bewitched, they changed dicks on us because it was Sargent, it was York, and I guess people didn't realize it at the time. I don't know, give people a few months between seasons, I guess, and anything can happen. But there is a program. MASH was very, very big. MASH was a huge show, obviously. There's so many huge shows. But some shows basically jumped the shark. And that whole expression, jump the shark, comes from an episode of Happy Days, which in the 1970s was one of those programs that if you're of a certain age, everybody watched and everybody talked about it at school the next day. Maybe not so much if you were in college, and obviously if you weren't born by the mid-1970s, you missed out on that, but everybody was into Happy Days. It was one of those shared collective experiences. And it seems now that we have fewer and fewer shared collective experiences on the TV. Must watch TV. Again, there was a time. Happy Days, absolutely must watch TV. Gunsmoke, which I believe is the longest running series ever on television, even to this day. Gunsmoke was must watch TV. And to me, and I want to know what show you wish was still on, because Cindy Williams, Laverne and Shirley, she died yesterday, and she was an icon, which is never good for longevity. But the show that I think, and I think pretty much every television critic agrees with this analysis, to me, the penultimate show, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? That supersedes any other show on television for acting, for writing, complexity of characters, character arcs, has to be The Sopranos. It has to be. I don't think anything comes close to The Sopranos. I mean, people used to rave about NYPD Blue, and it was okay. It, too, jumped the shark. Oh, getting back to it, Happy Days jumped the shark. Fonzie put himself in great danger because he jumped a shark on water skis. And after that, the show lost all meaning for a lot of people. That's why we have the expression jump the shark. I forgot to get back to that point. But anyway, I wish, how I wish that The Sopranos was still a television fixture on Sunday night. Because even with the death of James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano, they could have gone somewhere with that show. Now, Paulie Walnuts recently died, relatively recently, but he could have carried the Sopranos franchise through another 5 years, not to mention AJ and Meadow. I'm using character names here, okay? Artie Bucco, the restaurant owner, could have carried some. Johnny Sack. They could have continued the Sopranos with Johnny Sack taking a major role in that show. But I guess the people who produced it just felt as though it had ended its run, it had served its purpose, and it was done. And I guess it's always better to leave too early than to leave too late, no matter what you do in entertainment, which is why I'll be taking off at 4 o'clock. No, it's better to leave too early than it is to leave too late. And I think the Sopranos left us way too early. And sometimes, don't you wonder, if the Sopranos had still been on TV, would James Gandolfini have let himself go the way he let himself go? His weight steadily increased during the run of the Sopranos, despite frequent cocaine binges. He got really, really heavy. Compare Tony Soprano season one with Tony Soprano Made in America, and you'll see a much bigger man. And then after the show went off the air, he ballooned still further after that. Those last pictures of him on vacation in Rome with his son are absolutely tragic. I mean, you look at this guy who had everything going for him, and he just let himself go, and he died at a very young age. Now, maybe it was the coke he was doing in his previous incarnation when he was Tony Soprano, because that actually can lead to a speeding up of the rate at which plaque will stick to your arteries. Maybe that was a distant contributing factor, genetics, weight, lack of exercise, sedentary life, whatever. But James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, his last pictures are absolutely tragic. And I wonder if that show had stayed on the air, if he would have even allowed himself to get to that point. Maybe he'd be alive today. I don't know. It's speculative. 803-0930. Star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What was on the air as a TV show that you wish was still on the air? And I would love to hear from younger people who only discovered The Sopranos because you bought it on Amazon or you bought the DVDs or whatever. Sorry, I don't mean to sound old with the whole DVD reference. But I'd love to know, because it during the pandemic, the Sopranos found a whole new audience of younger Americans who were little kids when it was on, and their parents probably wouldn't let them watch because some interesting things went on in the Bada Bing, especially with Ralph and certain ladies in Sills' employ. Let's go to Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, that's the problem with society. There's not TV shows like Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days where there was always a moral of the story. And, you know, Howard Cunningham was, you know, the epitome of hard work, owned a hardware store, was, you know, a business owner. And, you know, no matter what happened during the show, everybody always made up at the end. And there was a moral story from a parent explaining why it's good to get along and solve your problems. And there's not that kind of TV anymore. These kids are watching Get Pregnant at 16 on MTV and, you know, and basically dancing naked on TV. I mean, what examples are they setting for these children? I mean, is this who we really want? I mean, you know, I love Tony, you know, Soprano. You know, that was one of my favorite TV shows. And he's definitely, you know, with, you know, Pacino, you can put him in that category. But that's why I was on HBO, because, you know, you had, and it was at night because, you know, it was for the older crowd. But, you know, the younger guys, when I was young in the 70s, you know, that's what we watched. There was always a moral to a story and something to be learned, and that's the problem with today's society.
Well, you've got SpongeBob SquarePants. There's always a moral. There's always a lesson to SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, I guess Krabby Patties, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some shows that you can let your kids watch without too much trepidation.
Yosemite Sam. He shot with a gun. You know, Yosemite Sam, Tom and Jerry getting over the head with a baseball bat, you know. Cartoons were violent back then, and it taught you a lesson. Hey, you know, if you touch fire, you're going to get burnt.
Well, let's
not
forget the Frito Bandito. I mean, the Frito Bandito was a stereotypical Mexican who was always stealing people's Fritos, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but that wasn't a TV series. That was a TV ad. There's a lot of ads that used to be on that just could never get by today. I don't think I've seen a Lucky Charms ad in a while, but then again. Okay, so yesterday's TV was better because it taught values and lessons. Are we talking like Leave It to Beaver, Ozzie and Harriet? What are we talking about?
Absolutely. You know, Little Rascals, you know, and, you know, I mean, you think of comedy, you thought of the Three Stooges, you know, and that's still today is pretty funny, you know. And
the Three Stooges, you know, were three of the most violent, abusive, dysfunctional people in the world. Pulling each other's ears, noses, bonking each other over the head. The Three Stooges. Oh, my goodness. Now I have to question the validity of this phone call. You have to understand, Mike, I don't just dislike the Three Stooges. I actually hate the Three Stooges. I'm glad they're dead.
I understand that, you know, but... you know, we had something to laugh about, you know. I thought it was pretty funny, you know. I thought it was comical.
I question you, Mike.
How could you dislike comedy? I mean, isn't that the purpose of comedy?
Well, the purpose of comedy was to make me laugh. The Three Stooges just struck me as absolutely, even as a kid, I was not entertained by watching grown men acting like that, you know, with the bowl haircut and everything else.
What would make Tom Bowerly laugh?
Let's see. If you're talking about a sitcom, not many, because every sitcom joke has been written 5,000 times before. They just change it because it's Hollywood and nothing is ever original. What makes me laugh is Mitch Hedberg, even though he's been dead for 20 years. Big J. Okerson makes me laugh, but it's not recommended listening for kids. George Carlin makes me laugh.
Yeah, George Carlin's great. Yeah, he's one of the greats. I was listening to him on the plane back from Vegas, and he's hilarious, that guy.
Yeah,
I mean, grew up very poor, New York City guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I find funny. I don't find slapstick of any kind funny. Laurel and Hardy, we want to go really old school. I just don't find it funny. And I'm sorry, this might be heresy to some people. I don't find Charlie Chaplin to be particularly funny. The Dictator was a really good movie, but as far as Chaplin's other stuff, not a big fan.
Yeah, no, I get it, Tom. You predicted the Bills to lose in the playoffs. You know, you're typically right, you know, so I can't argue with that.
No, but a lot of people love the Three Stooges, and I know they do. And all I've done now is I've given my friends the opportunity. They're probably already online ordering a Three Stooges shirt for me. That's the kind of people they are. I thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Okay, so today's TV... Is there a problem with it not teaching children the proper values? And what TV show was on that you wish was still on? To me, it's not even close. It's The Sopranos. But if I was 9 years old when The Sopranos were on, there's no way I'd know anything about The Sopranos until now. And like I say, they picked up a whole new fan base during the pandemic when a lot of people... 20 years old during the pandemic, who were obviously not really of age to watch The Sopranos before the pandemic, found The Sopranos. And to me, that you know how much I love Deadwood. I love Deadwood, but I will take The Sopranos over Deadwood. And believe me, that's saying a lot. It is 3:27. Anybody like The Many Saints of Newark? Watched it a few times. Yeah, just didn't live up to... it's not horrible, but not as good as the series by any stretch. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. A show that we've maybe all heard of, even if we didn't watch it, that you wish was still on. 803-0930, we honor Cindy Marshall, who died yesterday. Wow, that's weird. Josh didn't even know this, but when I was in the doctor's office today, I was actually looking up, what is the meaning of this song? And Josh didn't know it, and he just picked it out of thin air, man. It's like a telepathic connection. I think Josh is an alien. He's secretly reading my thoughts when I'm not paying attention. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly. So Cindy Williams died, Laverne and Shirley. Got me to thinking about TV shows that you loved and you wish they were still on the air. And you know what's wrong with today's TV? Tastes change, societies change. It's a different world now than it was 30, 40 years ago for kids growing up. Now, as far as TV shows that I wish were still on, The Sopranos. I mean, that's, to me, the greatest TV series ever. But I'm also a big fan of Deadwood, which had a cult following. It didn't have the mass appeal of The Sopranos. Somehow, Western characters speaking Shakespearean English with a lot of bad words mixed in just kind of worked for me. Let's go to David on WBEN. You are on. Hello. David, hello. David, whatever you're watching on the internet, I'm going to let you finish and then we're going to get back to you. Here is Dan on the West Side. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take you off speaker, though.
Why do you always do that? Why don't you just get off speaker when you're on hold?
Oh, because I've got my hands full.
All right. That's a good reason.
I was putting out my pills for the day.
You have any extra oxys? I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead with. I have a very ridiculous.
There's one thing, because a bunch of stuff comes to mind. You know, TV.
But I want you to isolate one show. If I can isolate one show that you still wish was on TV, you can do it.
How about Channel 11 Wrestling from the 70s? You mentioned Lord Athelayton out of the blue one day, and you made me smile from ear to ear.
And the Love Brothers.
They made it to Buffalo from time to time. There was a time when you could actually take kids to wrestling and be entertained yourself. I wouldn't take kids to wrestling nowadays. And, and it was always fun when we were young kids, but that was an era. Buffalo and CHCH wrestling, those were fun.
So, hard to believe they don't show wrestling on Canadian TV anymore. Maybe men wrestling polar bears, something like that.
Well, I mean, this was a totally different times anyway. But I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of The Sopranos, but there are a lot of things in that era that were really, really good. Justified, and another one, the name I can't remember, which was another modern day Western, and where the cop or marshal or whatever he was, we had to deal with not just cowboys and Indians, but tourists and bikers and everything else. And that was very, very good. And the dramedies, you know, Rescue Me, Dennis Leary, Maniac. And that was very good stuff.
That was a terrific show, absolutely.
And people don't remember it. But a lot of the best stuff, TV and movies, were always dramedies. Now I'm blanking out names of things, so I'm, senile.
See, this is the second time you've blanked out during a call. From now on, make notes of what you want to say.
That's a good idea.
No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, you make notes when you go to the doctor, make notes before you call me. Just don't call me doctor.
The doctor wants me to make notes too.
Absolutely. Because you
get sidetracked.
Yeah, you freeze, you get sidetracked. All right, Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Yes, in the old days, Saturday nights were Canadian wrestling nights, and I believe it was CHCH TV Channel 11. And obviously, Dan had an antenna on his house, just as we had on ours. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see if David's finished with the internet yet. David, you're on WBEN. Hello.
I am finished. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. This is a nice segue into Canadian TV. But back in the old days, we're talking late 70s or early 70s, when you went to a beach cottage that somebody used to have and they had a good antenna, you used to get Benny Hill out of Canada. And you used to get to see boobies. Back when you were young, that was the favorite show.
You know what? You're right. Canadian TV.
Yes, I am right. You still remember that.
You are. Canadian TV would show the female breast, and I think they let a little more language get across than American TV.
Yeah, well, one or two more blue words, not George Carlin's all seven of them, but
no.
There was a few.
No, no, if you want those words, just watch any episode of Sopranos or particularly Deadwood, and you're all set for your swearing quotient for the year.
I got you there.
So is there a particular, was it Benny Hill? I mean, was that your penultimate show that you wish was still on?
Oh, no, that was one of my fond memories of shows that I would love to just remember the old days and watch them again, but I've looked. I can't find them anywhere.
Really? I would think they'd be kind of easy to track down online, but I can't say that I've looked for Benny Hill. Although, in the movie V for
Vendetta... Canadians shut down anything with the swear words and all kinds of things, so...
Really?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, there is a... couple of YouTubers that got totally blanked out of anything they'd like to say.
Well, that might have been copyright. Like the Eagles, for example. Okay, they are very copyright crazy because apparently, like $200 million isn't enough for Don Henley. But you can't even put a cover version up of an Eagles song showing people how to play it without being shut down within about 24 hours. So maybe the Benny Hill estate is the same way. I don't know.
It could be. It could be. I never researched it. All I know is I tried to look for them. I was like, man, that'd be so much. They were hilarious. Well, then again, I was a 12, 13-year-old kid at the time.
But Benny Hill was a UK show. I mean, it originated in the UK, then Canada picked it up.
Correct.
Yep. So I'm surprised it's that hard to find. Geez, I thank you. My cell phone is on the other side of the table. Now I've got to bend over and pick it up, and I'll see if I can't find some Benny Hill somewhere for you.
See, I'm telling you, anything that's worthwhile is you got to work for. That pretty much sums it up.
You know what? It's funny because certain things do come easy for certain people, and I'm extremely jealous of those people.
Yes. Yeah, I am right next to you, Coach. I understand that.
All right. Actually, I just did a quick look. Benny Hill Show, and I found one episode, season one, episode 17, just like that, on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, like one. He was on for I don't know how many years.
Season one, episode 13. Season three, episode 2. There's a bunch of Benny Hills that I just found a very quick search on YouTube. Yeah, you might want to check that again. I helped you out.
I did. You certainly did.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I like to help people out sometimes. It's in my nature. But, I'm no Jay Withy, Cindy Williams died yesterday. Television, entertainment icon, got me to thinking, what show do you wish was still on? And it might have been something that was canceled 3 years ago. I mean, I can't believe Sopranos. It seems like just yesterday I came in here and I did a show on, so what did you guys think of the Sopranos ending? And here we are in 2023, and Sopranos today, to probably a lot of younger people who've never seen it, seems like we're talking about, the first TV broadcast ever. And now here's a woman whistling in German. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Mike in Niagara Falls, you are on. Is there a show you wish was still on, whether it's ancient or relatively new?
Well, I wish it was still on. It is still on. If you look around on some of the channels during the daytime or even the evening or night, Gunsmoke. You brought up Gunsmoke. Longest running TV show ever except for The Simpsons.
Oh, that's right. You are correct, sir. Simpsons, correct.
So, and how Ken Curtis Festus never got an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor is beyond me.
Well, let me just take a quick peek here. I'm not seeing any full Gunsmoke episodes with a quick look online. I'm sure if I took a deeper dive. Oh, I found one here. Gunsmoke, The Brothers. Somebody posted that in 2019. I remember, like, as a kid, Gunsmoke. I remember not understanding a thing that was going on because I was a kid and stuff. What made Gunsmoke the juggernaut it was for you?
To me, it was the most realistic of all the Westerns. Bonanza, everybody was always dressed pretty and neat and clean. Gunsmoke got down and dirty. I mean, and some of the acting is really, really some really good acting, not just by the main characters, but by all the supporting cast that they had on over and over again, actually.
You know,
and if you watch it, you see all kinds of Gary Busey in his first acting gig ever, or Kurt Russell, first time he ever acted, Gunsmoke.
Well, wait a minute, though. We played right before Christmas and the Blizzard of 22. We did a show on Christmas toys, and we played the audio of an ad which featured a very young Kurt Russell with an air gun bazooka.
Really?
Yeah. So technically, that would be an acting gig or that commercial gig. Let me get back to you on that. But yeah, if you say Kurt Russell, and it's interesting because Kurt Russell later rose to fame. One of the great Kurt Russell movies, of course, is Tombstone with Val Kilmer.
Yes, very good show. I'm kind of a Western junkie, but Gunsmoke's at the pretty much top of my list as far as television goes.
Okay,
movies, movies is another thing. And then on the Laverne and Shirley thing, real quick, I don't know if you ever saw the TV show Two Broke Girls.
No, I have not.
It sucks. It's basically Laverne and Shirley. It's basically Laverne and Shirley with smutty jokes instead of clean jokes.
They don't work in a brewery, do they?
No, they work in a restaurant.
No, I have not watched that.
Yeah, it's a really crummy show. It's just basically a takeoff of Laverne and Shirley.
Again, there's nothing original. Nothing original. That's like sitcoms. I can't even sit through a sitcom because, yes, I remember that joke. They simply rewrote it.
Yes, they do. To me, all this new stuff is dribble.
Well, it's recycled pabulum, basically.
Right.
Mike, I thank you very much. And that's not like I'm old and things were better when I was young. I think that I felt that way about sitcoms basically since the late 1970s when I noticed jokes were repeating. They were just being rewritten, kind of like listening to Gilbert Gottfried telling jokes that I'd read in joke books going back to the 1980s. I don't think he ever had any original material. He just had an original delivery. It's a guy had a career just with other people's stuff. It was just bizarre. Anyway, it is 3:52 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So Cindy Williams died, Laverne and Shirley, thinking about classic TV shows and the show that you wish was still on the air. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that my show does not go back to the 1970s, 80s, 90s. Nope, it's actually of this millennium. And that is The Sopranos. At least it ended in this millennium. Don't remember the year it started, though. But anyway, it was one of those shows. Just think about this. And now, The Sopranos, remember, they were on in the era before Amazon Prime, the era before Netflix. We've got even more choices now. So I don't know if The Sopranos would be as talked about now with all the other choices that are out there as The Sopranos were back then. We had a general manager, and every Monday, this is when Bulldog and I were working together, he would come in and say, hey, did you guys see The Sopranos last night? And honest to God, when he first said it, I thought, how come he's watching a show about musicians and singers? I'm a little bit confused here. I didn't understand what The Sopranos was all about. But then once I got into it, I really got into it. And I think it is the greatest TV series ever. And I know David Chase didn't want to do it, but they easily could have taken that show so much further. Even if James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, had said, yeah, I just can't do this anymore. Okay, we're going to kill you off in the diner, which is exactly what they did. All the clues are laid out in the final episode, Made in America. Every piece of symbolism is there. Never trust a guy with a members-only jacket who looks at you twice over his shoulder while he's sitting at the counter. And when he goes into the bathroom, like Michael Corleone did in The Godfather, there are so many Godfather references in The Sopranos, it's amazing, in particular in the final episode. But I digress and I get away from it. The Sopranos was a show that grew by word of mouth. It grew by word of mouth, and once people started watching it, they became addicted. And Sundays, which was when The Sopranos aired, Sundays was Soprano night. in a lot of families. And a lot of people, prior to The Sopranos, they'd have a nice pasta. They might not have eaten carbs in years, but Sunday nights, they brought out the pasta, getting ready for The Sopranos to be on. It was an amazing show for all the reasons mentioned earlier. The plot lines were great. The acting was phenomenal. The casting was spot on. But getting back to it, they could have continued it with Paulie Walnuts and Johnny Sack as the antagonist and the protagonist, because Paulie Walnuts had a bone to pick with Johnny Sack over being strung along earlier in the series. That show could have continued. They could have brought back, Fabio. Ha! Furio! They could have brought him back into the mix. Very interesting character. Actually, he was in Buffalo when we were doing Cabrini. Kind of weird being in the same room as Furio. It was a big room. But that show, sometimes I wish they'd resurrect it and bring it back, but then you might be disappointed, like many Saints of Newark wasn't as good as I thought it would be. It wasn't. But boy, they could have continued that, even without Gandolfini. They so could have continued that. But, you know, I hate to say this, bad expression, but it is what it is, and we have no control over these things. I might continue this into the next hour on News Radio 930 WBEN as we commemorate the loss of Cindy Marshall. And again, problem with being an icon is your lifespan is very limited. Once you're called an icon, you got max 20, 25 years. Except professional sports, that's different. Okay, Kobe was an icon early. Okay, Larry Bird, an icon while he was playing, and Michael Jordan and everybody else in the NBA. Think about the NFL guys; they've got a very short window to make fame, so they can become icons and have long lives, even if NFL players live on an average 7 years less than non-NFL players do. That's an actual statistic.